This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mazzina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Mazzina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get them. I say it all the time. Come on, say it with me. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation. It ain't that hard. Excuse me, it isn't that hard. If you're going to come here, you might as well expect to have some proper English spoken, right? But in all sincerity, really, get involved, get engaged, figure it out, be part of the fix. The way you become part of the fix is you have the solution. You understand what's going on. Right? It's the only way. And, you know, thinking about all these things that are happening around us, the news that was going on, I mean, does anybody know, have a clue as to what Joe Biden got or accomplished in the Middle East? If anything, actually. Right? Any one of you know what he's accomplished? Because I don't. And listen, I follow this stuff. So for me, it should be really easy, shouldn't it? 855 Real Show. Hey, finally somebody says it. You know, you guys know I have a news feed over my shoulder. And I've been talking about Kevin McCarthy for years. Nobody wants to hear it, though. You know, I'm not going to tell you he's the devil's brother, because he's not. Right? But, you know, has he really fought for us? Is he really the guy you want as Speaker of the House? I'm just curious. Is he really the guy you want? Look at everything that's been done. Look at what he's stuck up for. Look at what he's willing to fight for. Or I shouldn't even say that. What he has fought for. Right? And then tell me this is the guy that you want next in line for the presidency. Behind Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I can't even imagine, right, at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I have carved out some cool little pieces. In case you missed it in the first hour, Joey B. Recently had a great phrase. I don't know what should we call it? A great phrase or great line for this country. Take a listen.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to
Any of you, any guys young enough to remember, old enough to remember Charlie Karras? Remember him? I mean, couldn't string words together. He was always screwed up words. Well, one of many. And you look at that and you say to yourself, my God, but what did he just say? does anybody really know? You know what I'm saying here?
You know, you listen to me. You know what I'm saying?
It's just amazing. Here, take a listen again. Maybe I'm not understanding. Maybe I'm too dull.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in, excuse me.
God bless. And yet, he is the president of these United States. And yet, he got all those votes. Right? I don't know how much you guys follow this stuff. But I'm still trying to figure out how Biden won a record low. Yeah, listen. A record low of only 16.7% of all U.S. counties. 16.7%. Yet, he won the election with the most votes in history. Right? God, let that sink in for a little bit. Because I'm telling you what, I've got friends that are magicians. They can't figure it out either. They don't even know how you would do the sleight of hand to make this happen. Just saying. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I don't know if you heard the good news coming in from the Cheney side of the world. And that is that Liz Cheney, her challenger in the primary, is kicking her butt by well over 20 points.
Picture this. You just graduated.
Right. It's perfect. Right? And it's going to show, and it's not just because Trump is backing her. That's where they get this all wrong. They think these things are happening because, you know, we're so sold out to Trump. No, we're actually tired of Rhino Republicans. We're actually tired of people saying they stand up for the Constitution and don't vote in that manner. I would love to see Democrats do exactly the same thing. Instead of being Democrat Borgs, Demo Borgs. How about that? That's a new phrase. I coined that. Demo Borg. Okay? Instead of them being demo Borgs, then my attitude is that if you really stood up for the Constitution, we would have a different country. We can have our differences. It's all good. Right? Liz Cheney. She's trailing Republican challenger Harriet Hagman by 22% in a poll released Friday. Okay? More than half. 52% of likely primary voters in Wyoming said they would support Hagman, while just 30% expressed support for Cheney. Come on, let that sink in. Tell me people aren't tired of this. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
I am back. I say that now because I don't know if you're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. That's really what I want. You know, I thought this hour I would take the time to really discuss or hear words of wisdom from our elected leaders. Don't you think? I mean, we really should hear from them without constantly just making fun of them. I've had people write me and say, why do you keep making fun of these people? I'm thinking to myself, how can you not? Are you not listening? In all sincerity. So, because I know this never works the first time, but I'm going to try anyway. Here's some, I don't know, words of wisdom from our vice president.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. every day it is time for us to agree.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So, basically, that's wrong.
So, okay, boys and girls, now go ahead and grab your crackers and apple juice, and we're going to take a nap now.
I'm here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank.
I can't stand it. She is in Poland, okay? This should not be that hard for her. Take a listen.
I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank and our NATO allies.
I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Oh, Tim,
I don't even know where to go with that. Right? You can't. There is no place to go with that. It's ridiculous. And she can't even string... I don't even know. She can't string these things together. It's amazing to me. And yet I keep hearing about what a wonderful job she's doing. And this is what I was saying earlier about the demo Borgs. I don't have another name for them. Do you? What else are you going to call them? They act like the Borg. I know, I'm being a little geeky with Star Trek. But if any of you know what the Borg are, if you look them up, learn a little bit about them. I mean, what else could they be? There's no words on their own. They're not using anything on their own. Everything that they come up with when they're speaking like this, or Democrats anyway, and talking about her, God forbid. They can't. I don't know. Will they put in jail like the January 6th people if they say anything bad about, Kamala? I don't know. What do you call her? What's her name? Anybody know? I mean, I don't mean their stage name. I mean her current name. Anyway, I'm sorry. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always. A pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I got the time. Okay, let's have a little bit more fun, okay? Because I'm telling you, I enjoy this way too much. Maybe too much. Take a listen.
Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations. And it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all. And it connects us all.
Except when you want your space. Don't you want your space? Or do you not want any space? Because space does technically, I mean, depending on how you put it together, it does affect us all, does it not? Her deep words, I don't even know where to go. The wise words of Kamala Harris. You guys out for, you do? Okay. Let's have some more wise words from Kamala.
I just love the idea of exploring the unknown.
And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet.
She's talking to a bunch of young kids who are looking at her like, lady, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, sure, it's great. Let me still get some more of this.
Think about so much that's out there that we still have to learn. Like, I love that. I love it. You guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
You're going to see the craters on the moon with your eyes. Does she mean like they're going to fly there and actually look at them? Does she mean that we're going to see them through a telescope on our smart... What does she mean? This, you know what? It sounds like it might be a little too deep for me, right? What do you guys think? This is, I just, here, you want some more? Come on, anybody? More Kamala? Come on, gotta have a little bit more. Here we go.
Really?
came up with the idea that if you build something that looks like that, you can see the sun.
Yeah.
And you can see the moon, right? Well, wait till you guys see the moon. I'm telling you. I don't know what it is about those craters.
I don't know. She's that Kamala, those craters get us all going.
There's something about the craters that are exciting her to no end. Keep it clean. Show me senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 for. Come on. It doesn't get better than this. I mean, we should. Can you guys handle it? Should we make it? Should we make it the Kamala Harris Hour? I mean, come on. Yes. Yeah, space connects us. Really? I would have never known. I find all of this so amusing. And I don't mean that. All right, come on. We'll have some more. We got to have some more. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to do this to you, but whatever.
I was in Romania. I've been to Europe, I think, probably at least 3 times in the last 4 months. I was in Munich, Germany, where I gave a speech at the Munich Security Conference. I was in France before that, speaking with heads of state about this issue, among many other issues, but most recently about this issue. And
I want you to listen carefully, because I'm still trying to figure out what she's talking about.
I will tell you, in sitting down with prime ministers and presidents, often the first thing they would say to me is thank you to the United States and this administration for bringing us together, for building the coalition, for reinvigorating the relationship between the United States and its NATO allies, reinvigorating the relationship and the importance of the relationship to the EU in terms of an issue like Ukraine, which is ultimately about one of the most important principles that we are fighting for, which is the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Yes.
I just lost 2 minutes of my life. And I don't know why. Sherman Senior, your host. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging the group of 20 major economies to address a food security crisis that's being caused in part by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yellen calling on the G20 nations to help those in need and boost their spending on food security issues linked to the Russian conflict. President Biden is continuing to defend his trip to Saudi Arabia. Talking to reporters in Saudi Arabia, Biden cited good talks on ensuring adequate global oil supplies to lower gas prices.
And thanks to many months of quiet diplomacy by the staff, we've accomplished some significant business. First, as you saw this morning, the Saudis will open their airspace to all civilian carriers. That is a big deal.
Biden adding that he did talk about human rights issues with Saudi leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I like that. That is exactly the kind of counselor I would be. I'd probably have three patients, but I wouldn't care. No, seriously, that's exactly the kind of, I mean, I think that you just get way too soft sometimes. I think that we need to tell people what it is in black and white. If I tried to clean it up, it wouldn't make sense. George Carlin does a whole thing on PTSD, which is fantastic. Totally fantastic. Anyway, let me bring him on. Ed from Washington. Ed from Washington. Always a pleasure to have you on, Ed.
Hey, thanks. Just a couple of homilies, because I'm kind of tired of listening to the same rhetoric without anything being done. This is an old one. It's about 8 years old. I've not published, so I'm only going to give you a couple of them, because I'd like to get paid for the thing. But here it is. Just remember, happy hour doesn't start until you show up.
Okay.
And the other one is, I'm not particularly religious, but I can appreciate any group or organization that promotes humanity and the treatment of others. And I don't know if there's life after death that comes under faith, either you believe or you're not, but here it is. Science is God's gift to mankind for mankind to understand his creation.
That's a very profound line from someone who's not particularly religious that I can agree with 100%. So,
what people understand about particularly things, especially scientists, whenever they use the theory, just walk away, because that means they're the only one that believes what they're thinking. they kind of use that word theory as fact, but I kind of figure I'm so tired of people not admitting that this is a great country and all the things that they've got and they've received is because of the existence of our Constitution and the majority of good people in this country.
Ed, what I've decided to do
for you.
Well, what I've decided to do, because I've been meeting up with a lot of people that are living the American dream, that came here properly from another country and they've made it, I'm going to start bringing one of those on a week and doing a story around those people and why they love this country so much. And I think we need to hear more of that.
The only way we can get around it, I get tired of these people walking around and say, well, wait till the next election when all this harm and devastation is going on. Why don't we just start recalling everyone that doesn't care about doing their job? and get him out of Congress, get him out of our legislature, so we can go back to being the best thing that we can do, which is being Americans.
Well, we can't seem to get on the same page as to what's right or wrong. That's the biggest problem we're having. We start off conversations with, if you're on a different party, then you're just wrong, and I can't even listen to you.
That has to do with too many people afraid that what little they do have under either party that they'll lose if they change it.
I agree with you. I think you're right on with that. Ed, always a pleasure when you call in, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Homilies.
What?
You enjoyed both of them?
Of course I did. I enjoyed the second one more than the first, because I'm a pretty honest guy, I'll tell you that. But I enjoyed both. I really did.
All right, listen, I'll let you go so you can get on to more important things.
All right, Ed. Thank you so much. Joe Basilio, look, I always appreciate the calls and even the emails. Some of you don't want to call in. I don't blame you. I don't know if I would call in. I don't think I called in many talk shows before I started. So I get it. But you can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But look, if you want to call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, it's just you and me. You know, that's, the conversation is just you and me. I mean, I got some eavesdroppers, but that's okay. Anyway, can I do some more Kamala Harris stuff? Kamala Harris, are you guys good with that? I mean, I'm chomping at the bit. So you got to let me work it out. Here's another one of Kamala, whatever her name is. All right, I'm not going to explain them all. I'm just going to let you listen. Because even if I explained them, you wouldn't know what the heck she was talking about. You know what I mean? I know I'm not wrong on this one. Here, let's see. Oh, there she is. Yeah, you got to love the woman. You realize without her and Joey B, we wouldn't have much to do. We'd be pretty boring.
Together, we are expanding access to transportation. Seems like maybe it's a small issue, it's a big issue. You need to get to go, and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
You need to get to go where you need to go, to get to where you need to go to work. Hello? I mean, and I guarantee you, if you hung out with her, or you were one of her friends, you were close by her, she probably truly thinks that she is so profound. Right? Take a listen. Again, I barely made it out of high school. I mean that sincerely. So maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe I'm not educated enough to understand what she's trying to say. I'm okay with that. Just let me know. What am I missing?
Together, we are expanding access to transportation. Seems like maybe it's a small issue, it's a big issue. You need to get to go, and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
Do you think, I got to ask, do you think there's something in her head while she's saying it that goes off and goes, listen, don't. Do you think there's anything like that in there? Yeah, I don't either. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Okay, I got another one. Let me see if I got this one. Did I do this one already? Yeah, but there was part of this that I didn't even get. And she's answering a question. I don't know what the question is. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what she's saying. So I honestly want your help. Take a listen. Let's hit this one again. Ready?
Before that, speaking with heads of state about this issue, among many other issues, but most recently.
Okay. Let me play this totally from the beginning. Because maybe there's something I missed here early on in the question. Take a listen. Just bear with me for a second.
Poland. I was in Romania. I've been to Europe, I think, probably at least three times in the last 4 months. I was in Munich, Germany, where I gave a speech at the Munich Security Conference. I was in France before that, speaking with heads of state about this issue, among many other issues, but most recently about this issue. And I will tell you, in sitting down with prime ministers and presidents, often the first thing they would say to me is thank you to the United States and this administration for bringing us together, for building the coalition, for reinvigorating the relationship between the United States and its NATO allies, reinvigorating the relationship and the importance of the relationship to the EU in terms of an issue like Ukraine, which is ultimately about one of the most important principles that we are fighting for, which is the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity.
That spells
I'm totally lost at this point. I still don't know what she was talking about. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's go to Michael in Georgia. Michael, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, how you doing, Joe? First time caller on your show.
Well, thank you.
I want to get into a little bit what you're talking about with Kamala Harris, the latest summit speech that she had, which I thought she was all over the place, you know, stumbling Kamala as usual.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't even know how to spell most of the words she uses, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know who's worse, her or Joe Biden, you know, but who's counting anymore? I wanted your comment on this because I've been trying to get the right show to express this, but what is your comments on this of possibly Kamala coming into the presidency around October, they're saying?
I'm hoping I wake up and it's all a bad dream. That's what I'm hoping, okay? I think they set it up this way. I really do. I think I've been saying this. I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but I've been saying it for a long time, that the goal here is to get him to step down because of sickness, health reasons, that he doesn't think it's right for the country, and then all this other stuff will go away with his son and him, and then she steps into that. That's what I believe is going to happen. I don't know if it's by October, but that's what I believe is going to happen shortly.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people saying that around October, November, that transition should be taking place. Kamala Harris going from vice president into the president. And then the new vice president, of course, would be Nancy Pelosi, with possibly, Joe, a new House Speaker, AOC.
I got to get rolling, but I got to disagree with you on one thing. I'm going to say to you, I think they're going to try to push Newsom into the VP chair. That's what I believe. Anyway, Michael, thanks for calling. Appreciate your time with me, man. Appreciate you listening. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our corpse.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's right, my friend. I am here to fight for you.
All right, I don't do great impressions. I'm not trying to, but... Seriously, you got to be ready for it, man. You got, you know, I've got a kind of renewed energy over a couple of things. I've been watching, or I've been part of a group where you've got a bunch of, you know, that's happening across the country. We got a bunch of moms stepping up and saying, "Hey, enough! You're not going to abuse our kids like this anymore, right?" And I think it's so cool. I think it's wonderful. So. I'm glad that they're there. I'm glad that they're involved. I'm glad that they're engaged. And they're not giving up. Now, they've had some things thrown at them. I don't mean, like, stuff thrown at them like you think. Right? But they've had some issues thrown at them. And you have to sit there and say to yourself, would you give up? But they're not. They're staying with it. It's a big deal to them. They want to make sure... Right? They want to make sure that they can take back these schools, they can get their kids the education they need to get, and they need to have, I don't even know how I got on this, they need to have, and I'm going to say it, people like myself sticking up for them. Okay? No more weenie school trustees. No more school trustees that won't fight for your kids. When I say fight, I mean fight for your kids. No. Not the physical fight. Stop being a whatever you want to call it. All right? Just stop. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So, when you when you are helping somebody run for office, whether it's city, school board, whatever it is, when you're helping somebody run for these offices, don't get so enamored with them as when they start making some obvious mistake that you're looking at, that you're listening to them, and you're going, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't sound like the person that originally started down this road. What happened to us now? I'm going to tell you who. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm just going to tell you that it gets to the point where some of these people start sounding like Democrats. Right? They start voting like Democrats. So you have to be ready at that point in time to go, look, I voted for you before. You know what their answer is always to you? It's always, well, would you rather vote for the Democrat? And I go, well, I would be if I vote for you based on what you're doing. Don't be afraid to say that to them. Really. Don't be afraid to hold your feet down. You hired them. For all intents and purposes, this is, you know, you guys, if you've been listening for a while, you know that's how I like to put it. You hired them. You hired them when you gave them your vote. You hired them when you told other people, or not told, but asked other people to vote for them. You hired them. There's no reason this great green God's earth that you shouldn't do that to them. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, 5563. Let's get back to Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon. The problem with all of this is they're trying to recall him right now, and it looks like they're going to be able to pull it off in Los Angeles County. It would be better if it was a special election and it wasn't held in November, but that's beside the point. So for some of you who don't know, or some of you who've been in a coma for the last couple of years, you've got these Soros-backed DAs across the country in large cities that are ripping them apart. They're not doing anything they can. They're doing absolutely nothing to keep those cities safe. And it's not even that they believe they are. They believe that there's been so many wrongs done to minorities for so many years, it's time we let them literally get away with murder to make it right again. Now, George Gascon would charge a what we used to refer to as a WASP, a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant person, charge them with every crime known to mankind when they're caught speeding, and yet somebody with a knife who stabs someone, if they're of color, they're not going to file charges. If they're young, they're not going to file charges. I mean, I can go on and on and on the way Gascon is running things in Los Angeles. People are afraid to go down there. They don't want to go anywhere near there. Now, California passed a law, a three strikes law, that basically said, you know, if you're in for life. If you commit a violent crime three times, you get caught. Gascon has decided he don't like that. He don't like that law. But he's going to decide who's above that law and who isn't. So he stopped charging a lot of these criminals who've been in not three times, four, five, and six times. He stopped charging them with the three strikes law. Stopped applying it. You know what happened? Yeah. Yes. Crime went up. Crime didn't even go up a little bit. It went up a lot. You know, it was, last night, the reason I wasn't on somebody else's phone in for me is because I was actually with the Los Angeles County Sheriff listening to what the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors was doing to him, or doing to the legal system, if you would, as a whole. And it's sinful. We now have, you know, they always talk about how females have been left behind. Women don't get the same rights. I mean, all this other, it's garbage. We have five women supervisors in Los Angeles County. A county that has a bigger Navy, a bigger Air Force, a bigger police force than most third world nations. All right? They have a bigger budget than many states in this country. And five women are in charge of it. So don't talk to me or tell me how women don't have the same opportunities. Still an old white man's club. Bullpuckies. Look at the mayors across the country. You know, the ones for San Francisco. The one for Chicago. Let's not forget D.C. All females. Right, so don't give us this garbage. You know, we accept it. We talk about it. We accept it. We need to stop. It's not there anymore. You have the same opportunities that men have. And maybe more. Matter of fact, if you look at the education system over the last 20 years, right, boys have been left behind. Everything is aimed at, to a big degree, helping young ladies excel, which is fine. You know why? Because years we left them behind. But you don't forsake one for the other. And that's what they've done. And there are plenty of books written on it. You know, on the boys being left behind. So I'm not just grabbing this out of midair, and it's just not a Joe-ism. Anyway, so we're talking about Gascon. Yeah. He got me all wild up. So George Gascon is once again going to look to appeal a court's finding that he overstates his authority, which is not the first time. He's been hit with this a half a dozen times now. So what he's doing is, come on, think about this. He's taking your tax dollars to fight a court that's paid with your tax dollars, who's already ruled that he's overstepped, and not once, but several times. He overstates his authority. And he has to charge, in this particular case, he must charge cases as required under California three strikes law. It's the same thing, in essence, it's the same thing that the Supreme Court came down with the EPA. And basically they said to the EPA, you are overstepping your authority because you don't have the Congress didn't give you the right to make up your mind. It's not what laws you're going to put in effect under the main law, what you're going to enforce or not enforce. This California three strikes law is not a, it's not a, well, if you think you ought to, you should. It's a, you will charge. You will be charged with the three strikes law or the three strikes provision if you continue on your path in this criminal way, right? So the court says, no, you can't rewrite law. You can't ignore law. So he's now appealing that. So it's going to cost you more money because he wants to break the law. Right? He's not appealing to change it. He's not asking the legislature to change it. Right? In June, an appeals court upheld portions of a lower case injunction that said Gascon cannot refuse to charge three strike cases. Which, you know, these dramatically increase prison sentences for serious offenders. It's not somebody who stole a piece of gum three times in a row and got caught. It's not what it's for. The second appellate district court ruled that the voters of California legislature created a duty enforceable. I can't pronounce these words. It requires prosecutors to plead prior serious or violent felony convictions under the state's three strikes law. And it increases, see, he wants to decrease penalties for offenders. Right? He wants them, you know, oh, everybody makes mistakes. Well, listen, the third time you killed somebody, and he's coming out right now, he's doing the radio circuit because he wants to sound like a good guy. He talks about how, you know, he doesn't believe that, you know, people who rape and murder should get off easy, but yet his actions are totally different. Totally different. He believes the three strikes law imposes draconian penalties on defendants who were previously convicted of certain prior felonies. He also claimed that long sentences increase recidivism rates. And they have little to... Well, okay, so let's say I agree with him. Right? Where's your program to keep them from coming back to jail? Other than just letting them out and not charging them, where's your program? What program do you have in place to fix this? Anyway. God. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.
That's number 60134.